Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys!
We're back from hiatus.
Yeah.
We took a hiatus because we were really busy.
Mm-hmm. We had a life in school. Like, we're all trying to, like, find jobs.
Already have a job.
We still have jobs. Oh, well,
she's looking
for one. But I'm in school, so I'm still in school. So while we're talking here on the phone, because, like, we're doing, like, a radio show on the phone, and at the same time, we are having our laptop recording us live, so it's kind of like a podcasting for here. So we're kind of okay. I just wanted to do like an introduction.
Cool.
안녕하세요. You're listening to the K-Dog K-Pop Radio Show, where we keep you up with K-Pop every month. Well, not every month. You've been gone for, like, 8 months.
Yeah, you've been gone. We used to do it, like, every month. Sorry. We used to, like, do it every month.
Mm.
But because of life, we were doing it just, like, semi.
Okay. In today's episode, we got plenty to talk about because it's been a while since our last Keeping Up K-Pop episode. I don't know if you guys remember. It was Halloween. It was a tragic disaster.
Am I right? It was okay.
It was a disaster. Anyway. So much music has come out since the last episode. That is true. And we have survived concerts. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned and keep up listening. Keep on listening to all the updates every K-pop band has to come out with. And by the way, if you're new to our radio show or to K-pop, we want to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. So anyways, yes, we're back.
For now. Because we all decided to do like a come together, do our radio show that we haven't done in a while. So a lot has happened and during these past few months. So we basically were like juggling from school to work, so we're all just like kind of busy, so we don't have time to meet up quite often. So
spring has ended. Mm-hmm. And now it's summer.
Yeah,
and
summer is now starting.
It's hot as
and let's see,
from IZ*ONE, Blackpink to BTS and TWICE, things are heating up this summer, especially for NCT. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, and by the way, yeah.
We're also gonna tell you our experiences with the concert. We had two under our belt. We got Stray Kids in New York, and we got NCT 127 in Miami.
Apparently, for me, I recorded it. There's two up on the More K-Pop one, and the main one, I posted it, so check it out.
Yeah.
And I lost my voice, sorry.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking about our experiences, and as well, we will also be anticipating comebacks from NCT 127, which actually the album's coming out next week. I'm excited.
May 24th.
Which is, for us, is like, it's on a Friday. Yeah. No, it's on Thursday. It's on Thursday. It comes out Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited. I'm an avid NCT fan.
It was her first K-pop concert.
It was great. But we'll talk about that later, obviously. We got GOT7 is coming out with something. Newest is going to come out with something. They came out with something. Thank you, El.
They came out with the new music video last night.
There we go. Lovelace is also coming back. As well as AB6 is going to debut. That's Dave's group, also known as Daily. But I call him Dave. No. His new name is Dana. Dana. Survival shows. We got Produce X101. I know Elle's going to be raving about it. We're going to mainly. Actually, we have three concerts under our belts. We got Red Velvet, Stray Kids, and NCT. So stay tuned, and we're going to be talking about that.
I know. I'm sorry.
So just interview me for the concert?
Which one? NCT. I'll speak on the behalf of NCT.
About
all right with them performing live in front of you, which was your favorite song?
I would say Simon Says and also like Kids on the Bar and Regular. Like, I've never been to a K-pop concert before, and like it was a good thing that I got the opportunity to. It costed me $200, and I had to pull strings to get that money, but it was definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I've cried in the first 10 minutes. Like, KSC was next to me, and I saw them on stage.
I started crying.
It was
like,
oh, my gosh.
I think when it started, I looked at you guys because I wasn't near them. I was like up on the upper floor, and like I just saw like
SM
like she's doing like this, like, oh my god, like I just saw her screaming, and then I saw KNC screaming too.
Like, it was definitely an experience I'll never ever forget. Like,
I'm still recovering.
Like, okay, so they played a song called Highway to Heaven. I don't know if y'all saw the video yet. It's on YouTube. They finally posted it. We first listened to it in the concert. I was like, yo, this is something I could definitely, you know, bop my head to normally, like, with normal people, because it's, like, not your average K-pop song.
Mm-hmm.
And, the music video was awesome, and then the next day, I was like, I need the song, so I found the bootleg version.
The bootleg version?
Yeah, someone recorded it.
And, oh.
So I listened to that until I found out that it came out on Tuesday, and then on Tuesday, I downloaded the song, and now I have it.
It was a good song. But
it's a good song, and Superhuman's really good.
Superhuman is coming out next week.
The album is called We Are Superhuman,
and I can't wait for it because that actually comes out on my sister's birthday.
Yeah, because I think at the concert they performed three. Superhuman was one of them, and I think the one with the I posted it on the other channel. So what was the moonlight where they're sitting down singing? I think that was like Jet. Jet something.
Yeah.
What it was. That was one of the new songs that they performed.
Oh yeah, I think that's what they said, that it was like they wanted us to like guess like what songs that were new that were gonna be on like on the album.
When they asked that in my head, I was like, do you expect us to know?
Maybe.
But at the same time,
they expected us to know because, you know, they've never heard it.
That's why.
We never heard it. Yeah, we've never heard it. Sorry, I'm tired. Okay.
I
only got like
30 minutes of sleep like yesterday morning.
But it was something that I'll truly hold on to my heart forever.
Mm-hmm.
It was an experience like no
I
other.
Like it. I like it.
Like, today Kansi was like, hey, my sister doesn't want to go to Jonas Brothers concert no more because of the K-pop concert. And I'm just like, it's understandable. It's not the same.
I mean, I like,
maybe
I
a bigger venue, but it's not the same. It's just, it isn't.
I still like them for their music, just saying.
I definitely have to say, looking into Jungkook's eyes is like the best part.
We all looked into his eyes and we all screamed. I looked into Taeyong's eyes in a huge scream, and then that's my scream.
All right, I have a question for SM, and this is serious, and I asked my sister already. Your top three favorite groups, your favorite members, if all three of them were in front of you right now and they asked you out, who would you pick?
Well, my favorite is Sehun and Jungwoo.
Mm-hmm.
We got Hyunjin. No, Mark and Jungwoo are they're together. And then Hyunjin.
She's not gonna pick.
We gotta put Kai up in there too. No, not SK Kai. TXT Kai.
Oh, TXT Kai. Okay.
Yeah.
If they asked you out right in front of you, who would you pick?
I know her.
So
yeah, I was gonna say that. I was really late.
Same question with L. Who would you pick?
Four.
Remember,
top three.
You dumped them like a sack of potatoes.
No, I still like them. I still like them a lot.
No, she likes two at EXO, but then she dropped one like a dirty towel.
That is exactly what happened.
I still like him. I still adore him. I love his achievements and stuff like that, but of course it's like now when you start shifting your focus, it's like I don't know what to do. So
top three favorite groups, your favorite member in those groups, they ask you out right now, who would you pick? Pick one and then throw the rest like dirty towel.
Okay. This is gonna be hard, but Theo, and then I do like Jimin too. So
that's really cool. I'm doing my
nose. And then I like you.
That's really cool. Oh. That's a freaking concert.
You haven't taken it out?
No, I'm keeping it on for another week.
That's what I do with the NCT one.
I guess.
I already know what you're gonna pick.
Baekhyun, yeah. Why? Listen, I like his personality. I like his personality, and that's it. Okay, KNC.
You.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Here you go.
My experience with K-pop concerts, even though I just came back from one yesterday.
You got the
Joyeon and Blake. You got Woojin on Blake. That's all I'm saying. And then you got Joshua. Joshua 17 is up there. Joshua's the love of my life. He's still number one. Number two is now Stray Kids, which is Woojin. Number three, Joyeon. And three, Joyeon. Who would you pick? Hands down, Joshua.
Okay.
Nothing can beat Joshua.
I'm the only one that stays loyal.
But Woojin. Mm-hmm. I know you saw me. You waved at me. Knowing that you loved me twice. It's great.
I mean, yes.
You are my soulmate, but still Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Final answer.
Mm.
Continue.
Even though I do like Sehun a lot, that's the number one, always be number one.
Always will be number one.
Someone. And then so, you got the side hoe, Mark.
So.
And Hyunjin's the neighborhood friend.
Neighborhood friend? How dare you just like
put him out like that.
No, I meant Ian is a neighborhood friend, so it's Felix.
Ujin is a neighborhood friend. Something is a neighborhood friend. He looks like a neighborhood friend. He looks like a...
I told Felix he has beautiful eyes, and he said thank you, too. It was amazing.
He looks like the type of kid that you see playing with other kids. Yeah. But, like, I mean, I got a picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
go check out the pizza.
I did.
Did you take it out?
Yes, sir. In a bit. So, in the midst of our hiatus, there was a lot of, like, songs that came out that I actually was like, was interested in. So, for instance, IZ*ONE. Did you say IZ*ONE, by the way, when you...
IZ*ONE.
Okay. IZ*ONE.
I didn't pronounce it.
I love this song. I love Violeta,
I like Violeta.
I like Violeta because, like...
I like the
Violeta.
Japanese album.
Violeta, my bad. Violeta. And I was just like...
Violeta.
And the dance part, I like it. To be honest, it's kind of hard to dance to it, but at the same time, it's like... I don't know, like, the song itself, like, it just, like, it just seems, like, so magical that I ended up, like, it's, like, one of my favorite songs right now. And then Blackpink came out with Kill This Love, and I don't think they're coming back and holding, like, another album for, like, a while, because they were, like, saying, because I think Rosé, she was, like, saying, oh, it'll be, like, a while, it'll be, like, a while
when...
Oh, it's not charging.
No. Where's
the lamp? Oh, no. We need that lamp.
Turn on the other.
Can you turn on the other lamp?
Yeah.
I'm blinded. Sorry. We're doing the phone. Okay, that's fine.
I'm stuck.
He has a piece of confetti on the back of her leg. I can't. Don't make me take you out.
He has a confetti on the back of your leg. Oh, no, there you go. It's on the floor.
Anyways, you have to put that back. Anyways, I know what we're doing. Blackpink came out with Hell with Love. Everyone liked it. I think it pertained more towards, like, the international side rather than Korean side. What? Okay, I don't know what she said.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Basically, mom. Anyways.
Oh, wow.
Go get your food. No, wait, hold on. You sound very robotic if I freaking leave it up to you.
No. Hold on.
I want to be in the middle. Okay. Oh. Anyway. Okay. Okay. Look at the camera.
Are we doing this or not?
Yes. Okay, thank you. So, Blackpink came out with Kill This Love. Great song. I think it was more for the international side because they have more English lyrics. And they performed at Coachella. And everyone was, like, taking pictures of them. And
they did many things.
They were, like, the star of, like, the whole Coachella stuff. Well, I don't know, because there was, like, other stars, other celebrities, too. What else was there? BTS came out with Boy With Love. Featuring Halsey. At first, I was like, oh, she's not in it that much. Like,
it's too
much. I wasn't expecting her to sing in Korean.
She did it.
She didn't.
If you really listen to it.
No, she didn't. She didn't. She didn't sing in Korean.
She sang in English. She sang in English, but she was more like doing like, in the video, in the music video, they didn't really like let her sing that much, but then when you listen to the audio, you hear her a lot more. So I was like, oh, okay. Kind of wish they went with the audio version, but the thing is that like music videos pertain more towards the Korean audience, and they really care as well.
Yeah, of course.
BTS more than Halsey. I mean,
Halsey's really big, so for her to like do this collaboration, it was like I thought it was genius. I liked it, and it suited her as well. It suited her voice, and it suited them too. I thought she was gonna be awkward, but I was like, okay, Halsey, like she even danced with them, and
she danced.
She didn't. She's not much of a. I don't know if she's much of a dancer, but
she's not.
So the fact that she, you know, she made herself dance with them. That's actually like, I just applaud her for her effort, because you know dancing with BTS is not that easy.
But it really isn't.
And they performed, and they also won awards.
No one knew awards.
And they were at what award shows were there?
Billboard.
Was there another one? Can't see.
They were doing. They're announcing the award at the Yeah, the Grammy.
Oh, really?
And they're also performing on Saturday Night Live.
They did that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And with James Corden, also.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, NCT was on James Corden as well.
My bias did not get scared at all.
I haven't watched it yet.
Your bias ran away like a cow.
I ran away like a little girl.
I saw Gift, so
he ran away. As expected,
he ran away.
He doesn't get, he gets scared either.
Johnny got scared too. Sorry, Johnny.
It's okay, Johnny.
I'm gonna make an announcement.
Well, your Jungkook, like, he flinched a little bit. He wasn't scared, like,
mm-hmm.
He didn't, like, fall to the floor scared.
Mm-hmm. I'm making an announcement. When in doubt, I know that the presidential election's coming up. When in doubt, if you don't know who to vote for Johnny So. Don't make your dreams come true.
Johnny So for president.
I can't believe there was a girl that had a
they
poster.
They had the poster. Like so that. I was just like, yeah.
Oh, and Twice came out with Fancy. Love that song.
Fancy.
I love that part. I love the dance for it. And it's not a cute concept, but it's more like a retro-y type of concept.
It's a retro sultry concept.
Yeah. Which I like.
They try to be.
What do you mean?
They try to be sultry, but still look kind of cute.
No. Okay. Like, it was more like the sophisticated. There we go. Sophisticated, elegant.
Retro sultry.
Yeah. It was kind of cute, but, like, they weren't that cute this time.
They were
like,
literally.
Like, yes or yes, you could tell it was, like, a cute concept. But, yeah. So, debut comeback, newest, NCT 127. Newest is having, they already had their comeback. They already won. They won with Bet. By the way, great song. Really great song, Minhyun. Gorgeous.
We have Minhyun back.
AB6, that's Daemi's group, and Woojin, and Youngmin. And if you haven't watched Produce 101 Season 2 yet, they're from Brand New Music, and Daemi and Woojin, they end up being in the final. And 101, and they, but their other team members, like, they also were popular too. Well, I don't know about the other one, but, and then there's a newer member, I can't pronounce his name,
But it's Umbra.
Hold on.
Umbra is okay. Let me see the Hangul.
Oh my gosh. You see the Hangul?
Ung.
Yeah, Ung. But his real name is John.
Okay.
John Ung. So Ung was their newest member. So he's catching a lot of attention. He's the new JYP, Moolin, and March Entertainment.
Oh, he was a studio hopper.
So he was a Stray Kids survival show with the Solar Boy when he was in YG. Interesting. So yeah. So yeah, that's one of their debuts.
I wanna top play.
Okay, and since NCT is coming back, go ahead.
Awesome.
NCT 127 is coming back with their brand new EP.
Their first EP, actually.
It's called We're Superhuman. We heard three of their songs, in which one of them, Haechan said that we were on a date. Well, I have news for you, buddy. We didn't know we were on a date with you until you said it. So, that's great. Thank you for inviting us. Where's the food? Anyways, Superhuman was already, you know, people already saw it in James Corden, This Great America, Good Morning America, Everywhere All By Myself. Okay. I guess I can talk about anything right now. Sorry. Basically, this song, oh no, it's coming off. It's coming off. It's thicker. I'm gonna take it off. So. With that being said, it's an anticipated comeback. The pictures are coming out. It comes out next week. You should pre-order their album. It's available. The link's available on their Instagram or their website. It's a great buy. They're a good group. They're good kids. They're children of God. They're church boys. And your friendly neighborhood Haechan is going to be there. So you might as well buy it. It's a great buy. Oh, Stray Kids. The Miro album.
Yes.
Do you want to speak about that? Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Not the best one.
I bought it for you. It's
Stray Kids for last season.
Okay, so we have a little bit of gossip to talk about, and I'm not going to go into that because there's a lot of scandals going on. It's been, a crazy few months in the K-pop industry, actually.
Interesting.
Yes.
I only got, two.
So, I'm not going to go into that because this is actually very, very controversial.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go into it too in-depth, but I'll just mention it briefly. Basically, with the whole Sunri situation, it's been,
I don't know what to talk about. It's like very sensitive. It's very sensitive to talk about anyway, so I'm not going to go in depth with it because we're not that type of channel or like radio show host where we would just go on about like political things involved. But yeah. Oh, look! It's Pepper!
Pepper is on the chat!
We miss you!
Casey, guys, know we are live on YouTube, and our producer just said hello to us on the chat.
She said hello. She's not with us right now.
Yeah.
She said she misses us. Papa? Oh, she left. Okay. She said she misses us, so we miss you too, and we hope you're doing well. And I still have to reply to you on the group chat. Anyways, so yeah. So, she's still here. What the heck? How come it says, like, zero? That's weird. Okay.
I tricked you.
Weird. It's like, it says zero, but then, like, you never know if there's going to be someone watching. Okay. So, yeah, lots of stuff.
Welcome back.
She lives up north now.
She lives up north, but she is the fourth sound support to this group.
She is our producer.
We love her very dearly. She is mainly behind the scenes, doing everything.
Well, if you're no longer we'll stop here.
So,
but she's here. She's still here in spirit. So, okay. Mentioning about the gossip. So yeah, nothing political. We're gonna talk about, but the whole singer situation was so big that it kind of reached, like, internationally, too. And then just recently, he was, he no longer has, like, a warrant on him, so that's interesting. So, what else was there? Oh, I saw that kind of weird. Oh, the whole, like, sauna thing. I felt so bad for her because, like, she, even though she is Japanese, she's honestly in, like, in the K-pop industry, and she's really famous. So basically, you should not like controversy around her for her basically posting like her saying that she was someone that was she was born in like this era or something like that, and she's like sad that this era in Japan is like coming to an end, and then everyone was just like, oh, what happened? Who got arrested?
Someone got arrested, but then people let him go.
Big Bang Sungri.
Big Bang Gilbert.
Well, I don't know. Maybe for him, because he already retired from the industry. But Big Bang, I don't know if they'll still continue with G-Dragon, Taeyong, Daesung, Tom. I don't know if they're gonna make a comeback without him. But he already mentioned that he retired from the industry, so he's no longer like, I guess I don't want to say this. Like, it's relevant to the industry anymore.
He's not. Like,
or, like, he doesn't want to associate himself with the industry anymore, so that's when he retired. So, yeah, that's what happened. And then Sana, I felt so bad for her. She was crying on the way to Music Bank or, like, some music program, and she was crying, and she's, like, obviously insecure, and I felt so bad for her because her post was, like, I guess, blown out of proportion.
I check things out before you all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's why I tell you guys don't take things out of proportion.
That's really mean.
No. I tell this to KMC too when she's like, when you get upset.
Ma'am?
I should have worn my sunglasses. What class are
I recently got. If you live in Philadelphia, there's a place called the H Mart, and it's like Korean fashion. There's a shop there. They have the cutest KPS bag. It was like a lavender purple color with white, and a small pocket says BTS. That was the last bag there, and I wanted $43 for that.
That's impressive.
But yeah, I got these
in the car.
Pepper was here for like a little bit, but it was great. Like,
we miss her very dearly. Mm-hmm. She basically a little bit of history from when this show started. When this show first started.
Okay.
We're not mentioning that part.
So it became a sport, so yeah.
So I'm gonna let you guys
have
that.
Okay, so a little bit of history. When we first started the show, our boss, Dr. Billy Jones,
thank the Lord that he gave us the show. He asked me, and he was like, "Hey, you like K-pop, and I think that's pretty fascinating. Would you like to share with the world and have your own radio show?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, but I would like to do it with my friends." And at the time, we were five. And Pepper was one of the members. She was the producer. And then there was me and Elle.
And then Kansi joined later.
Kansi joined last
year. It was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 years ago you joined. And this show's been going around for
now 3 years.
Interesting. Especially since we don't do it often. We used to do it like every month, but then it got like
got really hectic.
Our schedules collided a lot. Like, I have sometimes I work Fridays, sometimes she's studying or she has a client, mm-hmm. and we really don't have time. Today, thank the Lord that I have the day off, so we got the chance to be able to talk to you guys, be able to share our knowledge with y'all.
Okay.
And yeah. And why are you cutting me off, Missy?
Because we're gonna move on.
No, we don't. We got 2 hours. We got time. Jesus. Why are you trying to hurry it up?
Because.
Ma'am?
Because we don't have anything else to talk about.
So.
We're just like keeping. We just going on and on. So we can't be. We can't stand.
I mean, I would. Since this is our season 3 premiere.
Officially.
The other one is just like a buffer. We would like to thank. I want to do a thank you, appreciation.
We'll do this after.
I want to do it now.
Okay, do it now.
Okay, so Dr. Billy Jones, he was the guy that helped me create this wonderful show, and he basically is kind of like a manager to us. I mean, he always. Hits us up, tells us happy birthday and whatnot. Make sure that we're all okay.
In conclusion, he's amazing.
He is amazing. And I just want to give thanks on our behalf for what he has done for us in the past 3 years. We have evolved.
Not really.
We have evolved, though. Because now we have YouTube and we have Instagram. So we have evolved into other things. But we still have this show, and we're proud to say that it is available to listen on iTunes. Season 1 and 2 are on iTunes. So if you want to check that out and listen to our craziness, since it was crazy.
Actually, whoa.
What was that?
Sorry.
It was pretty crazy. My Rose Corner was fire, in which I might.
Don't listen to it. Just listen to the newest one.
I might give. I might rekindle that a little.
No, please don't.
Today. No, I have a few things to roast.
Oh, you actually don't like about the Rose Corner.
I have a few things to roast. So, anyways.
Stay tuned for that.
Anyways, moving on. We're not moving on. We have time. Let's stop. Other things. We have time, girl. Why are you rushing everything?
Because you're staying on the topic for so long.
Because I want to talk. Because you've been talking the whole time.
I'm eating. I let you have your speaking moment.
Well, eat.
Tansy, do you want to say anything?
No, you're just saving it until the end when you talk about Stray Kids.
Give me some hero.
Nothing.
Can you give me some dinner?
Okay. No.
Hold on.
No, those days are over. He's off the clock now.
But I need a new victim.
Oh.
Okay, we'll do this after.
We need new victims.
We'll do this after. Let's go to the gossip corner. I was not done yet. So,
you can roast the Bell House cake on the temple with.
Oh, the Brotherhood of the Traveling Mullet. Yes!
Okay.
Hey,
wait.
I have to finish.
Fine.
Okay.
No,
Okay. So, going at the show. What the heck? Did you hit yourself?
No. Just to say about what I said.
Oh.
The mullet.
Oh.
The mullet.
I don't know where to put it.
I'm making my voice even worse.
So, anyways, so, if you guys haven't watched any new shows or whatever that you might want to be interested in, I suggest you guys watch Produce 101, the Produce 101 series. There is
Produce 101.
No, like, just all of the Produce series. The newest series right now is Produce X101, and that's currently airing right now. It just aired, like May 3rd. May 3rd. And then right now
May 5th. I think May
5th
is the last day, isn't it?
For what?
For this one.
What do you mean?
Because I heard it was May 3rd through the 25th. That's what I heard.
No. For, like, the group? No.
That's what I heard. For this
No. That's the voting ends on May 25th. And then that's when the first elimination happens. And then they proceed on. Like, after, like, the elimination happens, and then the contestants that are, you know, from this certain rank, they get eliminated, and then they move on. The position evaluation. Right now, it's just group evaluation. So the third episode just basically was showing like a few group evaluations. But today was the third episode. It just aired. So there's a couple things. There's like a couple things I want to say. So this season is interesting because. This season is interesting because it includes the X factor. So basically, X means like a brand new. I forgot the definition for it, but X obviously in Roman numerals is 10. So
I know she touched. We
touched it. So
neighborhood fight.
Isn't that Sungmin?
Yes, the neighborhood friend.
I like him, too.
He's the neighborhood friend.
The neighborhood friend, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay,
so let's just pull one of them.
Okay. I'm more of a neighborhood friend. That's funny.
Okay, so yeah, X is 10 in Roman numerals, and basically, so far, it's just showing. It's just showing like the top 10.
Here's one. Here's another one. There's another neighborhood friend.
They're just showing like the top 10, and but here's the thing. Here's the catch. So basically, it's 10 plus X. It's 10 plus X. So
why did you pinch me?
Huh?
Why did you pinch me?
Oh no, there was something on your.
You pinched me.
No, there was actually something on your.
There it was.
Yeah.
A lint.
It was like a lint.
Yeah, I know.
What is happening? Oh my god, my eyeball. Oh, sorry, I have contacts on and
neighborhood friend.
Oh wait!
For some reason.
This is everybody's neighborhood friend. Yay!
Looking at my stray kid's little part.
Oh look, it's Chris. Okay. So, yeah, it's the 10 plus X method. So, basically, this is interesting because if this 10 plus X method were to apply, like, previous seasons, then basically
those that had like the highest accumulated voting numbers in each elimination period would have been the X. So same thing applies to this season. So once it's the final, it will be 10 people that it will be 10 people that are going to be in the lineup that are being voted. But the X is going to be the member who had the highest accumulated votes in all elimination periods, and that person gets to be the X no matter what position they're in. So, for example, if someone is, like, really popular, but in the final they end up placing 14th place, they still get to debut. The 11th member doesn't – the person that that places 11th place is actually not going to be the person that could be, like, guaranteed to be in the final. So that's actually pretty – I actually kind of like that method, to be honest. It saves less heartbreak for, I think, everyone. And, for instance, if this method happened in like season 2, for instance, Sungwoon wouldn't have not been able to get in the final lineup because it would have just been 10 plus the X. Sungwoon would have never been in it. It would have been Jonghyun because he had the highest vote. So, and same thing with Produce 101, season 1, Nayeong. At least it's just Nayeong. He would have gotten it instead of Yoonjung. So, I actually like that method. So far I have the voting of, like, who's voted the top 10. Where's my phone? There we go. Sorry, am I boring you guys?
Girl, you're taking forever.
What? What do you want to say? What do you want to say that's so important? I even listed Ah Down on this. You don't have your freaking roast corner on here.
Oh, no, I got a few.
Okay, sure. Okay.
I have a few.
Can she just finish hers and then
move yeah. on? Be respectful. Anyways.
Don't be great. I love my voice in progress.
Anyways, so the rankings right now are very interesting. So I don't know what to say with it, actually. But I just want to say my main pick, Kim Woo-seok.
Bless him.
Kim Woo-seok is here, and he's not here to play, and neither is Yohan. Where are the rankings? Hold on. Hold on for a second. I'm looking for it. So the rankings I know are interesting. So the first episode, it was actually real time. So
I know it's easy.
Huh?
I know it's easy.
Yes. Because I can't find the rankings. The rankings for the first episode was actually real time. So during those 2 hours, the people had to actually vote for the contestant that they found interesting. The public and also fandom wise. So first episode, it was number one was Mingyu, second was Jungmo, third was Yohan, fourth was Cha Junho, fifth was Woo-seok. Sixth is Sungdong-kyo, Donna. Seventh, if you guys haven't watched Sky Castle yet, which I recommend you do, I haven't watched it, but I know it's good. Lee, Eugene. Seventh, and eighth is Lee Hye-jin, and then ninth was Song Hyung-jun. By the way, I love him. He's my other child. And 10 is Lee Jin-woo. Mm-hmm. That was 10th in the first episode. That's my other child. Second episode, the ranking was Yohan. He went up, which was expected. Especially, like, his audition with his Heelys. He made history using Heelys for his audition. Because he knew that, like, he was, like, inexperienced yet. Like, he wasn't, like, that experienced in singing or dancing just yet because he was like a 3-month trainee. So basically, he used like his charm, and everyone loved his audition. And I thought his song selection was perfect for him. So yeah. Second was Insan. Insan from Brandy Music. Third, oh, and he and Insan went up 12 places. Mingyu, he went down 2 places, so he was third. Nam Do Hyun is the one to watch because he is a genius with his rapping, and he went up 33 places, so he was like, so he's like fourth. Fifth is Song Yubin. He's like one of the main vocals. He's also in my team, so he's another debuted idol group, idol member. Song Dong Pyo, he stayed at 6th. Woo Suk, he went down 2, and now he's 7th. And then Park Hoon Ho, he's an actor, but he always wanted to be like an idol. He trained to be an idol, and he went up 28 places. And then 9th is Jungmo, and then 10th was Sungjin. And then the current rankings right now for episode 3, Yohan stayed number 1. Mingyu went up number 2. Eunsang, he's 3rd. He went down 1. Hyungjun, I knew Hyungjun was going to go up, so he's now at 4th. And then Dohyun, what happened?
Let's continue.
Oh, Dohyun, he went down 1. He's 5th. Woosuk went up, and I'm expecting him to go up, especially after, like, his, I'm sorry, like, the love shot, oh my gosh, the freaking love shot performance was everything. It was everything. I was, like, screaming my butt off because each member looked so good, and I just want to say to Kun Donghyun, thank you for creating this team. Thank you for creating the Justice League. Well, people were calling it Avengers, but obviously, in terms of, like, I don't know, from, like, season 2, they're kind of more of, like, the Justice League instead of, like, the Avengers, because the Avengers, everyone was like, oh, my gosh, Avengers. Daeri, Sungmoon, Jihoon, Bae Jin-young, who else is there? I think that's it. No, there's more, but I forgot. Lee Eun, Park Young, what else is there? Like, they were called the Avengers, but they got massive hate for it. They got massive hate for it because it wasn't as, like, great as, like, people expected or something like that. The other team, I guess, did well. And then Justice League happened, which was Minhyun, like, no, thank you. We're not going to do that. Minhyun, he picked out all these contestants that he thought were going to do well.
Are you doing it on camera?
Yes. No, please don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
I meant, like, please go away.
No. No, sorry, there's like a user. No. Okay. No, we can't do that.
Remove. Kids lost his
key. I want to go home too, and then I'm at home. Okay, anyways, as I was saying, so, basically, love shot performance is everything. I just want to say, Kung Dong-hyun, you did awesome. Chong Min-hyun will be proud of the group that you created. They're now, it's like everything right now. To me, the love shot performance is everything. I expect him to go up because he's actually trending, so yeah, that's about it. And next week, we're going to see the more of the rest of the group evaluation performances. And then voting ends on May 25th. So that kind of sucks, to be honest. It screws, like, the people that haven't been shown, and the performances haven't been shown. And they basically have, like, I think, like, a day to vote for the rest of the people. And I kind of feel like that's not fair, to be honest. But I think, like, there's fan cams that are – I think there's, like, fan cams that will be uploaded within this week. So I really hope all fan cams can be uploaded this week before the fourth episode happens. So it gives, like, people, like, a fair chance, actually. What else is there? Anticipate Kim Yo-han, Boss Team, Lee Jin-hyuk, Lee In-sung, Song Jong-kyo. I can't wait for it. Okay. And I also want to mention one other show that I personally like and is my favorite. So, The Return of Superman. If you guys love babies like I do, I always look at this show and watch the show just for one day when I have a kid, when I have my own child, I would always, like, look at their parenting style, like, the fathers and what they do for their parenting, for their kid. So I recommend, if you guys, like, love baby shows, like, you guys should just watch The Return of Superman. And this is Elle's personal favorite, by the way. So, okay, so, yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, hi.
It's my rose corner.
Leon, it's your rose corner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since I've roasted. So today's going to be the Brotherhood of the Traveling Mort. So, like, do you want to answer this guy's question? What is this about?
K-pop.
So, the Brotherhood of the Traveling Mort, everybody has a mort at a certain time. But it's mainly a...
Why are you tired?
I'm tired.
There we
go. Oh, your girl, hi!
Hello.
So, all right, bye, take care. Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's nice for you to drop by.
We love saying hi to people.
Anyways, so, in NCT's case,
no, I remember Taeyong in this wonderful moment.
Yeah. I kind of want to add something to the
Brotherhood of the Traveling Mullet.
Not the mullet, but, like, your rose corner. By the way, I know this is the first time in Miami, but still, I feel like they should have gotten a memo that it was really hot here.
It's hot.
Okay.
And they went to the beach.
They went to the beach in freaking pants and shoes, like, Tail is the culprit of the shoes.
You're not lying.
Alexis. No, he's always back here, but still. That moment, I was just like, no, you're not coming back here. But
like,
he's always welcome to come back.
You're welcome to come back, but, like, bro, bring some shorts at least.
Actually, no, they bought shorts. They bought shorts, and so... Okay. He bought shorts. I think Doya bought shorts for all of them, but he was like, no, it's okay.
He's like, no, I don't want to show my legs. But when we all saw their legs, it's like, oh.
I mean, it was nice looking.
But for NCT, it's rare. Not rare, but it's like, it's so dumb that they have, like, each member is, like, a representation of the city that
they tour.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
But we got a sign. Jungkook.
NCT's in Chicago right now. Johnny's in his hometown.
They were. They're in LA. They're out in LA now.
They're in LA.
Oh, wow. Stray Kids and... Wait, NCT? Really? Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, so, like,
I'm gonna go back. I'm sorry.
Jungwoo. The neighborhood friend. The neighborhood friend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhood friend. Sweetie. Not everything about Miami is sweetie. Okay? And we know you walked around Miami looking like a tourist.
They all kind of did. But it was cute, though. It was cute.
You can't leave that guy here by himself. So he'll be doing weird stuff. Pretty weird stuff.
Oh, yeah, the mullet.
Okay, old man has mullet. It was around for maybe a year and a half. He had a mullet. They were comparing him to, like, all the beauty shops in the 80s.
They don't have the mullet at the concert when you told that I had it.
So, the mullet has traveled to Utah now. Surprisingly, it looks good on him. But with tail, he had bangs. He had the whole shebang. He has the business in the front, party in the back. Oh, my God. He had the bangs and everything. It was framed. Like, didn't he have that haircut when he was in, like, middle school?
Mm.
Oh, God. I mean, give me so many more things to look.
Because there's, like, so many people in my head that we should watch right now.
Mark and his exploding.
Oh, but it's the same thing with Echo. Remember how Becky on had it? Now Kai has it.
The mullet.
Yeah, the mullet.
Oh, yeah. But you know, with him, it's just like.
But the real question is, who does it look better on? Kai or Becky?
Beck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. No. No.
I can't imagine that.
We already saw him with a shaved head.
Forget it. Yeah. He's content with that too.
He's like, I don't mind being bald. I'm like, okay, we clap it up for you. But like, the thing is, oh wait, the exploding light stick. Mark, next time you have a light stick in your hand, I'm gonna literally like hot glue that to your hand. I'm gonna like put some duct tape. I'm gonna staple it.
I'll
put some thumbtacks in it so it just stays in your hand. I'm gonna put some Gorilla Glue as well for some extra protection, and it won't move from your hand because, honey, like you can't be breaking like. Like things like that, that costs a lot of money. I get it. You get paid like maybe $100 a month. But like, really.
Which is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but like, still.
That would be great for me getting paid $100
per hour. Sweetheart, keep it in your hand.
I think you said something about it like
And exploded because it was happy. No. The real fact was, it exploded because you would have missed the whole time. Like, imagine this is the life of the day. He was doing this. He was like, throwing it everywhere. Next thing you know, he's going to be throwing it like a football. I'm like, caution. Beware.
People. next year. Sorry.
So, that being said, keep it in your hand or else I'm going to find you and I'm going to hot glue that thing.
I was about to say it the other way.
Yeah. I'm going to hot glue that thing. This girl,
you need to keep it in your hands. Because if anything, it will hit someone's head, and then next thing you know, you get put with like a lot of
term for that lipstick. What is the term for that lipstick that they have?
A meat grinder.
The meat tenderizer.
The meat tenderizer.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. We're on live.
What's that? What
is it? It's a poster.
I had at the concert. I went to a concert in New Jersey.
It's obvious. It looks great. Enough.
We're on.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good too. My lovely father has arrived. So, and we're doing this at my house.
So, with that being said, buddy, keep the meat tender.
Okay, let's roast the black people like it first. Like, what did you call it again?
The hammer. Oh, wait, the sledgehammer.
No, it was a...
Or the squeak.
A mallet.
Yeah, a mallet.
Or the squeak. I like it, though.
The mallet.
I feel like I could just... Like that.
I can have it in my hand right now and, like, be a judge. It's like, so who wants this, you know, K-pop photo card?
$100, $200, $300, $300, and sold.
What the heck is that? Why is it squeak? That's what she said. What was the other, that looks pretty weird. Give me a sec here.
Oh, the chicken in the stick.
The got some of my stick. Chicken in the stick.
Oh, no, that's a bird and a crystal ball.
Chicken in the stick. Sorry if I look out of it. I'm, like,
really tired. I haven't gotten any sleep. No.
Drinking.
You drank from there.
From the cold thing.
That's nasty.
Go get cooked.
I will later.
Give me another one.
How about we roast?
What about twice? It looks like a freaking lollipop.
Huh? Cute. How about this? How about we roast?
Me? Okay, go ahead.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead. I know. I'm kidding.
I don't have anything to. I post about her, so yeah. If you want to do it, you can do it first.
Yeah. Who wrote you?
Let's okay. Roast Elle. So, Elle here, she has
her toes.
Oh, stop.
Yes, I said, I wrote you, so I wrote you.
What about 7 feet?
No, don't. I'm gonna be talking about Taeyong's crusty heels, okay? Boy, find yourself a nail salon. Like, get your heels done. They're crusty. They're flaky.
What
did you say?
They're flaky.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I thought you said something else.
I just think how we are going at each other. I'm just sitting here on the other side of home, just being quiet.
Like, whoa, this like baby. Like, get your toes done, please. Get your toes done. I just saw a hangnail there. I was like, get your toes done.
How did you see a hangnail?
No, I got HQ pictures on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I was like, boy, get your toes done, or else I will find you, take you to the nail salon myself. Literally, wrap you to the chair and let them work on your feet. Like, you can't be having crusty feet and walking in like flip flops in Miami. That's not cute. That ain't cute. Like,
At least he was better than Tail, because he just wore, like, bands and black skinny jeans to
leather.
The beach.
Leather.
It's not leather.
It was a...
Oh, whatever. Black skinny jeans to the beach, and I'm pretty sure, like, the people that were walking there, like, they were around
like,
them. They were like, why is this guy top? Why is he wearing pants at, like, how many degree weather? 90 degrees?
It was 90 degrees that day.
Oh, God. Oh! Again, guys. Make the announcement. I know the election's coming up. And I know some of y'all don't know who to vote for. Well, I got a candidate for you. John Stowe for President 2020. He'll make your dreams come true.
You mentioned this already.
I want to mention it again. You had a problem with that?
Yes. I'm pretty sure he repeated it.
Also vote for the other candidate. Kim Jong-un. Who? Kim Jong-un.
Jong-un.
For president.
Okay, I was about to say, I thought you said someone else.
Okay. Take the floor, Kansi.
But what?
What's your Stray Kids experience?
I'll be right back. I've got a... I'm going to get a two-day
one
here.
Oh, it's
just a tree.
Okay, come on.
You probably should have
done
that. Might have something even worse.
You probably
should
have.
Okay. I just have to get it out because I don't want to freak. All right. So, if you guys haven't been following on Subculture Entertainment on Facebook, there was actually a poster with Stray Kids tour date on it. They spent 2 days in New Jersey, and I went to that one on the 14th. My sister had a photo group with them and the high touch.
A group photo
with the actual group and the high touch. I got high touch, and her other two friends got high touches, which was amazing. And I got freaking mad because it's, I don't even get a say her name. I thought her name.
Don't talk about it.
This Usher told me to put, this is a poster I made for Woojin behind SM.
You bring it closer.
I made, well, this card there for decoration, so just leave it there. I made this poster for Woojin. My sister had her saying Bang Chen, and I had it up really high so we can see it. A freaking Usher comes along because I got the aisle seat. She told me to put it away. I got mad. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it anyways. I kept doing it all the time. I'm just lifting it up and, like, swinging back and forth. I don't care who's behind me. They're going to have to deal with it because this is my night. I had a mission. SM here had a mission for me.
I did
for
a mission.
Yeah, I did.
Sam Hwan.
And I was Sam. Like, I'm trying to remember what song it was. It was the second time that they were talking. So it was before I Am Who. It was after I Am Not, before I Am Who. They were talking, and I had the poster raised up super high, which is why he like waved at me, and I'm like, yes, my vibe goes. And I didn't even notice it until my friend next to me told me, he's like, oh, he waved at me. I was like, yes. Mission accomplished. And then this girl right here, I lost my voice, that's why I sound like this. This girl right here, I was waiting to get in the line for the high touch, and she's like, remember the mission, in all caps, the mission. So then I actually have the order right here, the high touch, and of course, I'm not even going to say it anymore. I don't want to get in trouble. I have the aura here from the high touch. The high touch was Lino. So I'm like, oh, hi. And then he said hi. G
G-Sung was up. I didn't know what to say to him. So I'm like, you performed amazing. I love you. And then he said, I love you. And I got me really hyped up. Then there was Ayan, the maknae of the group, the cutest one. And I'm like, ah, you're so adorable. He's like, oh, thank you. Then there's Chris Bang.
Chris Bang.
Chris Bang. I was just like, I love your eyes. And he said, thank you. Soonmin was afterwards. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute. He's like, oh, thank you. Then there's Chanbin, the intense rapper of the group.
That man, I feel like that man literally enforces, like, he's like, oh, that's how he raps. I feel like he's going to the bathroom half of the time.
So he raps. I found that his eyes were beautiful. With Felix, I just told him he had color contact on. They were like a light blue color contact. I told him that his eyes are beautiful, and then he told me and then my friend in front that we had beautiful eyes, and that just made our night. And then there's Woojin, my bae.
Woojin.
I love him.
The neighborhood friend. Is the neighborhood friend for me?
Not for you, but not for me. And then Woojin, I was like, you're my favorite. I love you. He's like, oh, I love you too. By the way, I love your poster. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh, he feels that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't say this to us.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Hyunjin was the last one. I held his hand for like a good, maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I told him, I have a friend in Miami, and she loves you. She says hi. She's like, oh, tell her I said hi, too. And that was a mission.
And she was, like, sort of upset that she
I didn't know.
Because, like, when you, anyone knows that, like, when you go
no, to but like, concert. No, the way she texted, I was like, oh.
And when she said it. Now, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it's better.
When you'll experience your first high touch, you're going to realize that.
And shout out to my friend Julia. Stray Kids was actually her first K-pop concert.
It was probably worth it for her.
It was so worth it.
But, like, when you go to, like, a K-pop concert and, for instance, you get high touch or whatever, you're only going to have, like, a second. You could only say out, like, so many words in, like, a second.
I have a friend that loves you in Miami. She says hi. And I have fruit right here. Here's a photo.
Why is my stomach hurting?
So it's, like, right here behind Sungmin, there's a Korean word named Sang. That's my sister's poster. She was the fourth row away from the stage.
She's really close.
And then there's a Woojin poster way back there. That's mine. Between Ayan and Sierra. And right after we got, you know, downstairs and out the door, I freaking screamed my head. I was like, yes!
That's how I felt during the NCT.
I cried for good 10 or 15 minutes in the middle of the concert after, like, Woojin saw me out. My sister got three numbers waving at her. And then she got me mad because she's like, oh, I think Chandan and Woojin were like right in front of her and kept looking at her.
Really?
Because it was Chris that waved at her. She actually has it on video. It's on her Instagram.
Oh, really?
She has him waving. And then he swerved my sister. Like, you do not understand. The first time it was just like, yeah, hi. She waved at him, and then suddenly he went, no.
Really?
You're just like, what do you mean, no?
What the heck? No, I'm pretty sure he's like pretty nice and such. Like, he's
even, like, went up to, she was, like, there, but, like, her, like, poster, like, then, and was like, hi again. And she was, like, going
to. He was probably really tired, though. Like, idols, like, they'll still, like, you know, smile and like the other fans, but like there'll be like the members, there'll be some members where they're like really tired. And
I actually wasn't sure for the concert I watched. It says Woojin on the back.
Oh, is that what you say? Oh, that's sweet. I'm so sorry.
A lot of people had, like, these shirts, but it wasn't long too. It's, like, T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And, of course, here's the thing. The second I got there, it said that the doors opened at 6:30 and that the merchandise were going to be on sale at 6:30.
Oh,
so it's like, there was a different entrance to getting it. It was at New Jersey Performing Arts. It was like one of those like shows that you go see like on Broadway. It was like that kind of stage.
Ah.
So there was like a different entrance for VIP, which was high touch and photos, and then those that wasn't like the P3 and the P4.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get the merchandise. Is there light sticks? I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you guys seen the light sticks on YouTube that I found.
Mm-hmm.
$26 for those, really? Not official light sticks.
It was like,
it was 26.
It's so weird because like here in Miami when Red Velvet came.
NCT was 50, and online it was 65.
For Red Velvet, there's, like, the light sticks. There's, like, the headband light sticks, but there's also, like, the light sticks you can hold. And the headband one was just, like, $10. The light stick one to hold is, like,
$20.
What? Yeah.
Not, like, the official one?
No, not the official one.
So it's not the one that I have?
No.
Okay. So it's like a different.
Yeah. When they were selling it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because NCT, when I was trying to sell like six online for the concert, it was 55. But then at the concert, it was 50. So it's like, the light stick for straight kids was 26. The shirts were 30. And I think the sweatshirts were like $40, $45. So it's like when you walk in, it's like the ground level. And then there's the second level for, like, the balcony seats. And then there's the nosebleed seats, which is the third level.
Mm-hmm.
The merchandise. The merchandise line, I went to go in it because there was, like, a space between the stairs and then the line. And then there was, like, a usher there. And she was like, oh, are you looking for the merchandise line? I'm like, yeah, it's all the way on the third level.
Mm-hmm.
It was super long. And I was like,
how long did you guys wait?
I didn't go in the line.
Oh.
I was not going to walk three flights just to wait in line to get back downstairs. So, like, I'm probably just going to wait till, like, when they're talking, like we did with NCT, how they were talking about the merchandise
table. Yeah, we basically left and then went to the merchandise table.
You guys could have texted me, but then again, I didn't have enough money anyway.
So I left in the middle of them talking, and I went to the table, and there was, like, nothing. Like, they closed it. So I'm like, dang it. But it was a good I just met a friend there, and she sent me a video when she was at the JFK airport. She videotaped Chanbin and Chris Bang at the airport, and Chanbin waved hi to her. It was like right there.
That's so cool, though. You know what? I feel like if I knew.
And they're in LA right now as we speak, and then on the 19th, they're going to Houston.
I feel like if I knew that they were coming down here, I would want to see them at the airport, but at the same time, no. Because there's going to be so many other people waiting for them. And it's just like, oh, no. I can't. So, yeah.
And then I lost my voice after that. I still need to get my voice back.
Should I enhance the story?
Like, go for it.
Just ask me questions. But...
Ask me questions.
For NCP. All right. Let's see. If they asked you to come up on stage to dance one of their songs, which one would it be?
I'd say either Cherry Bomb. Simon says, Wake Up. Wake Up, I would definitely like. Yeah. And Touch.
I'll probably do regular.
I probably do Boss. Boss? Mm-hmm. I probably do Boss. I kind of know some of it already a little bit. I don't have it down yet. I can feel the part. That part. And then this part. That's the second.
The weirdest dance move.
I know,
part.
It's like awkward. Next question.
Alright, let's see. If you can spend 24 hours with the group, what would you do?
I would feel like maybe do either rehearse with them, it'd be fun, or I would feel like maybe be like do something with them, just chill with them, you know, that would be fun. Next question.
But that was in like 24. So you would do that for like 24 hours?
24 hours, I could do like almost anything. I can rehearse with them for like an hour. Then, what about you, Al?
So I could just like chill with them, watch movies.
You can go to the Korean barbecue place here.
Both of us.
You can go to the Korean barbecue
and
like, hey, look, you're on TV.
That could happen too. Next question. What about you, Al? Wait, what about me?
If you could spend 24 hours with NCT,
what would you do?
What would you do?
Well, for each hour, I would like to have, like, one just to get to know them, to hang out,
to have a conversation,
just to get to know them better, and then, that would be, like, the best.
Like, each hour, like, during that 1 hour, I would just, like, get to know them, and then the next few hours, one-on-one, get the chance to hang out with them one-on-one, and then dance, like, you know, like just normal people. But normal people do just hang out. And
if no one were to spend 24 hours with them, I would ask them to take me to Korea with them. And then stuff there.
Same.
And just on the playground, it's like, so guys, tell me about yourself.
Just tell me everything that you went through. Training life. How was it like as a trainee? I'm pretty sure it was like really tough though.
Let's see. Wait, I gotta go. Alright. The members that rap, if they had a rap battle, who would win?
Between Taeyong and Mark. I don't know.
I love picking the hard part.
I would say, by a long shot, I would say Mark. Just because he's going to add more flair to it. Taeyong, yeah, he's good, but, like, Mark has potential. Next.
What about for the vocals? Like, who would hit, like, the highest note possible?
Taeyong. 100% Taeyong.
We're sorry if Elle is, like, passed out on the couch.
She's really tired. That's probably should end it. They should be free.
All right. We'll do one more question. Let's see. Wait. If you can go one place with your favorite member, where would it be?
I would say I would bring them back to my island, Puerto Rico. Wait, what was the question?
If you can travel to one place with your favorite member in the group, where would it be?
Puerto Rico. I would take them back to my island. I would at least take them to Philippines so that way they could have fun. Because our motto in the Philippines is you always have, like, well, it's not really the motto, but you always hear the saying, you always have fun when you're in the Philippines. Like, there's, like, in the Philippines, like, you have, like, so many things to do. Like, there's never a time where you just don't do anything. Like, from 5 o'clock in the morning, people are already awake. Like, the sun's already up. People are doing their farming, doing their clothes. And usually when I was in the Philippines, we had, like, this rooster that woke us up. Like, you would just hear that, like that. And I was just like, and I was, like, super jet lagged. So it was just, like, insane. So I would definitely take at least take home to the Philippines.
Here's my,
where you can have fun. Where you can enjoy.
Here's my
break. Here's my explanation for Puerto Rico. I was born and raised there. So I would definitely, like, where's she going? I would definitely take Jungle back there and Marcus and Tatiana. But I would definitely take the air because we do have a good atmosphere. Everything there is beautiful. We have our rainforest, our beaches, nightlife is amazing, and the shopping malls are huge, and everything's cheap over there, so they can, like, spend as much money as they want. The people are nice, the culture is great, and yeah, that's that.
Crazy. I found this on Instagram. This has something to do with Stray Kids. I don't know if you saw it yet. But it says, would you rather eat sushi with Hyunjin, go shopping with Woojin, travel to Sydney with Bang Chan, go hiking with Chandan, movie night with Lino, get dessert with Han, play soccer with Felix, go to the beach with Seungmin, make breakfast with Seungmin, learn the piano with Felix, go to Disneyland with Han, watch the sunset with Hyunjin, learn to rap with Chandan, play video games with Lino, eat chicken with Woojin, get serrated by Ban Chan.
Okay. I would watch the sunset with Hyunjin, eat sushi with Hyunjin, go to Disneyland with Han, because he's awesome. The last one.
Get serrated by Bang Chan.
Serenaded.
Serrated.
Learn how to play piano with Felix. I was
going to
say that. Learn piano.
For me, I pick...
listen to ASMR with I Am Thou without other adaptations.
For me, I put go to Sydney with Ban Chan, go shopping with Woojin, eat chicken with Woojin, go to Disneyland with Han, and get serenade with Ban Chan. And go to the beach with Seungmin.
Yeah, that one too. Seungmin. I'll go to...
And watch the sunset with Seungmin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I would do that too. That would be romantic. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. We're down to the last 26 minutes of the show. And originally, we were supposed to do this at 5 o'clock. There's no 5 o'clock, but...
It's because
I'm starting to feel the tiredness. And by the way, this is mostly on school, but also, like, on me, too, because at nighttime, I can never, for some reason, sleep. So whenever, it's usually, like, I don't know, maybe it's just school. I always, like, get really nervous just thinking about my day for school. So it kind of affects me when I go to bed at night. So it's like, and then I don't go to bed until, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and then I have to wake up at, like, okay. So, we have some shout-outs. Shout-out to Trevor. He made an appearance in the show, but only on, like,
YouTube Live. And shout out to Dr. Jones for giving us an opportunity of a lifetime for letting us have this show for 3 years now. By the way, I just want to say my throwback monthly song was not monthly. It's an old school song. Not school song, my bad. It's an old, like, if you're just new to K-pop, I would recommend it. Like, you like, if you want, like, to listen to, like, a summer jam, I would recommend, like, FX's Hot Summer or Sisters I Swear, because those are really two good summer songs to listen to and to be potentially your summer jam for this year. So, yeah. So, we were supposed to do this with the pop punk, but I'm already starting to feel myself, like, falling asleep, like my brain is shutting down and such. So, with that being said,
hold on. We gotta have a closer look. That's the poster I made.
Poster.
Isn't it pretty?
Just turn it off. There you go.
Yay! It says Rujin, and it says "Stay with String." That's it. And then, obviously,
there's like,
I thought this was genius, to be honest. I wish I could do something like this.
Yeah, because when the lights go off, it's dark, you can actually read it. Where was this supposed to be? Somewhere where my mom can't find it nor touch it.
Or throw away.
Or throw away.
Because that would be bad.
Alrighty. So that being said, this concludes season 3 premiere. Hopefully we can get back to our usual monthly routine.
That's probably not gonna happen.
But we'll probably make it happen.
We'll try
to make it happen. I don't know when. So this is SM.
Get into the mic.
There is no mic.
There is no mic.
Kenzie. And you just listen to the KWK Pop radio show. We'll see you next time. Vote for Johnny So for president. He will make his dreams come true. And please stand NCT. They need the love.
Okay.
And make sure you pre-order the Superhuman album. It's available on iTunes to pre-order. And also, you can go to their Instagram. The link is down below.
Okay, anyways, also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, KMT Booty.
We have two.
And then here, Favorite K-pop. And also, if you guys want, follow our Instagram, which is like basically like our dance covers type of thing. But yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Anything else to say? No.
That's about it.
We'll see if we can try doing this podcast again next month. Depends. That's like a month from now. So we'll see what we're doing from a month.
In 3 weeks, I'll be going to Sydney.
I'm going next week to Atlanta, so if y'all are in ACL and you see me, don't be afraid to ask for a picture or whatever. I don't really care. All right, just say hi to me or whatever. Yeah.
Because we love our fans.
We love you guys so much. We are so thankful for your support. And
we'll see
you next time.
Bye.
Annyeong. Okay, now go.